It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, man. Britney Spears has admitted herself into a mental health facility. Apparently, Britney checked in about a week ago. It just came out yesterday because she's been really struggling to cope with her father. His declining health. She's been taking care of him. I didn't realize how sick he was. Like, I'd seen some stories, and I was surprised that she was taking care of him. But I guess it's just taking a toll on her, according to the report. Now, I'm happy Britney went, but I don't know if we've ever gotten the straight to the core truth about Britney, and that's fine, whatever. Whatever your issue is, it's fine.
At least she went to a mental health facility instead of doing, you know, very bizarre public displays of...
Much better. Well, she's older. She's more knowledgeable.
Wouldn't that say what she hit the car with the umbrella?
Yeah.
And she shaved her head, and it was all in the news, which didn't make it any better because the public was almost making fun of her.
Well, we were making fun of her mental illness, and we were making fun of basically what we had done to her.
Yeah.
We treated her like an animal at the zoo, and then when she went nuts, we laughed at her. Like, of course she's mentally, you know, come on. Hello, that was not going to send anybody over the edge.
Have we heard of someone else called Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
May have gone through something very
same
similar.
Thing. Perfect example.
Child star, thrown all this fame at a very young age. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're given everything. Nobody tells them no. And
never.
No. And then they're enabled and they
but
go off
Britney,
the deep end.
You know, she's been working again. She was doing Vegas. I mean, it's not like she, even though we don't see her a lot, she didn't completely fall off. She's been working her ass off in Vegas. So,
and she got herself together after that, too.
You know, she's 37 now, if you can believe that.
37.
And when all that stuff happened back in 2008 when she had that meltdown, that's also, underwent a bunch of issues relating to bipolar diagnosis, you know, and then the shaved head thing we talked about, so.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's your good news?
My good news is that I got to catch up on This Is Us last night, finished the season finale, and
there a big spoiler, like everyone said?
There kind of was, but they left more questions than they gave answers. It was one of those season finales where, you know, you find out who she is because they're like, let's go see her.
Right.
In the beginning of the season, they're going into a hospital room and they're saying, let's go see her. And you're like, who is it?
Yeah.
Is it Rebecca, Mandy Moore's character? Is it somebody else's mom?
You don't
is
know
it
who
one
her
of the
is.
Kids? You don't know if it's the baby.
Did
who
they
is
finally
it?
Tell you on this?
Yes. You find out who this, who her is. And there's a slew of other questions. You're like, oh, God, who has this kid? Now somebody else is pregnant. Are these people together? What's going on with this?
They're leading up to it.
Yeah. So they're wrapping up for
April.
Another season.
Yeah, the season's probably about to end, huh?
It is the season finale. last Tuesday night, yeah.
Oh, my God. Remember when we used to watch TV and it went into, we had sweeps in May?
Yes.
And we used to, like, all the good TV, the new episodes started in May.
Yeah.
And then you'd go to summer and nothing new was on. Now it's new all the time.
Yeah. And then fall
hits. It never
stops. Yeah.
There's no sweeps. There's no new at this time of year. It's like, they come out with new crap nonstop because of Netflix.
Yeah, it's always out. It's not new.
Yeah.
Nobody
That's
sits
crazy.
There and waits for 7 o'clock on Friday night.
So
rare.
True.
You got a DVR. What's your good news?
My good news is that I have finally, after I wonder how many months I've had this computer, 6 maybe, I finally have gotten a Microsoft Office on my computer.
What?
Dude, my mom gives me her old laptop because mine went bad. And my mom, bizarrely at 70, knows a lot about technology. It's a very strange thing. But she's like, here's my old laptop. And it's not nice or anything. It's just an old laptop. I'm like, thanks, Mom. It's better than the one I had. Well, it doesn't have Microsoft Office on it. So if anyone sends me a document, I mean,
you can't
anything,
read it.
I can't open it because I have no Microsoft, I have no Office things. It's bizarre. I've never seen a computer without Office.
So you finally got it?
So I finally downloaded it.
Good.
You know, because we get it through the company for a way cheaper rate.
Yes.
Like, so I couldn't believe I finally downloaded it, and I opened documents all day long yesterday. It was amazing, and I thought, God, why'd that take you so long?
And you can make PowerPoint presentations about your dirt stories. It'll be
that
great.
That I'll never make,
right?
But
never,
hey,
never.
I could.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have you heard of CBS All Access, Allie? Well, they have this. CBS has this new streaming service. And they're starting to offer shows only on this CBS All Access stream.
So like, what's the difference between that and other networks having their own streaming?
I think what it is CBS you can get for free with an antenna over the air. Like if you go and get an antenna, you can get CBS for free. You don't have to pay for it.
Okay.
So how does CBS make money? Well, HBO makes money because they have all their content. Netflix makes money because they own all their content. They're just constantly putting it out, and you pay for just that. You can't get that for free over the air. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So CBS, I think, is doing these original shows. Like they have this Twilight Zone show, the Jordan Peele, who did the Us, that movie that came out.
That movie did so well.
It did, yeah. Jordan Peele has this show called The Twilight Zone that's on
I didn't know
CBS,
he had a show on
All
CBS.
Access.
That's interesting.
But it's only on the All Access, and you have to pay like $7 a month or something, or use the 7-day free trial.
Yeah.
Which is what I did. So I
the
used
seven,
my,
which is which one? The
CBS
trial.
All Access, yeah.
No, you said it's either pay or trial, which is what I did. You did the trial.
I did the trial,
the
yes.
The free trial, yeah.
So
yeah,
it'll
yeah.
kick in after 7 days, but I'm going to cancel in 6 days.
Well, and that's what everybody says, Riggs, and that's how we get screwed.
With my reminder, I'll remember. And then I'm going to sign up for a second free trial with a different email address. Is that
what?
Cheating or is that stealing?
That's awful. I don't even know if that's legal, Riggs. I really don't know if that's even legal.
You think?
Somebody that knows something about cable would have to call in because I have no idea. 414-799-1037.
Because I have three.
1037.
I've got four different email addresses. I have one for work. I have my personal one. I have one that's kind of personal slash work.
No,
and
no,
I have a spam account.
That's,
I have four email addresses.
That doesn't make any sense because to do a free trial, don't you have to put in your address and everything?
No.
So they wouldn't automatically bill you after 7 days? You're a liar.
I can make up a fake address. They're not going to check
your
that.
Your story's not adding up, Felicity Huffman, okay?
You don't think
Lori
so?
Lori Loughlin, come
is
on
it wrong
you.
That I'm using four separate
yes.
emails so I can get a four-week free?
You and your absurd white-collar crimes, stealing freaking CBS apps from everybody.
Absurd white-collar crimes. That's exactly what
exactly
it would be.
Exactly what it would be. And you know what?
At best.
I would, I mean, my immediate thought when you tell me that story would go to, you have to put all your info in. There's no way you can get away with it. So go ahead and try the second email address with the same address.
I'm going to and see if it works. And Riggs I'll report
like,
back.
Riggs is like, my name's the same, my phone number, my credit card number,
but
my
it's a different
address.
Email.
But
different
it's a different email.
Email.
They're
different
never
email.
Know.
They won't know.
They'll never know.
They can't trace that. I'm stupid. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist. Craigslist.
Hi, girl.
Hi.
Hi. Very to the point for this, hey, girl.
Good. That's what I like. Give it a point.
This is from a dude, I believe. It's called To the Burnett at the Lost Whale, which is a bar in Bayview that I was not aware of. The Lost Whale.
The View.
The View.
He says, I was at the Lost Whale with a buddy, and we locked eyes a few times. Do you come to the Whale often? I have never seen you there before, and I know most of the talent that comes through the door. And let me tell you, you've got talent, girl. I think you were there with someone, a girlfriend or a sister maybe, so I didn't want to come and interrupt. But if you want to get a drink sometime, you should send me a message. I'm usually at the Whale on Thursdays and Tuesdays. Let me know what you were drinking so I know that it's you. So this guy's a regular.
Come on. But I love it how he's like, I didn't want to interrupt. But right. I'm going to go on Craigslist and ask you out. It would have been so much easier to just walk up, dude.
Pull up your skirt and grab your junk and go up there and talk to him. God, just do that,
and you're
right?
in Bayview. Come on. Everybody's chill in Bayview.
So
you
chill.
Know this, man.
You're right. They're so chill in Bayview.
Riggs, I was there last week and I ordered some food and I said, I don't want any bread. And I was telling him to make it really funny. I was like, just the vegetables, just the meat. And I was like going on and on. I go, is this weird? And my friends go, you're in Bayview, Allie. They eat everything in Bayview. I go,
you're
fair
fine.
Enough.
But you're not getting a straw, though.
I didn't get one.
See?
It's funny that you said that.
This
Are they banned in Bayview?
I think so.
Well,
I went to Cafe Lulu and they didn't have them, so... And I was right there in Bayview, so maybe it's a Bayview thing. Who knows? This has been a Lost Whale missed connection.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Dude, I had to make an emergency call yesterday, and it was out of nowhere. And I was on edge for quite a while until they showed up because I thought I might kill somebody. Like, and not intentionally, accidentally in my neighborhood. I was worried I was going to accidentally kill someone.
Allie, I looked at your IG story and I was concerned. I was going to call you, but then I realized...
that wasn't my IG story. That was the Kiss FM Instagram story.
That's what it was.
It was my Wednesday wisdom not to ever do this, you stupid moron. Don't say stupid, kids. That's what I say to my kids.
Don't say stupid.
Don't say that word. It's a bad word.
I can say it on the radio. You can't say it in real life.
Yeah, no. Here's the deal. So, okay. My kids, I had these helium balloons in my house.
Yeah, like Mylar balloons or like the nylon, like the rubber ones?
No, like helium, like...
Like the silver ones.
Silver,
the
yes.
Yeah, the Mylar ones. Okay,
yes. Right. I don't know what Mylar means, whatever,
that's,
yeah, Riggs.
That's
okay.
What they're called. It's
okay,
go ahead. Go ahead.
So I have these curious helium balloons, yeah, and my kids love to play with them. So somebody had given me some, so I just leave them in the house until they deflate. And then when they start to get on my nerves, I'll just pop them and throw them away.
Yeah.
Don't just like let them out into the world. I intentionally put them in the trash. Well, I opened my sliding door to my backyard yesterday, and the wind pulls with a gust of wind,
oh,
like
windy
seven
yesterday
balloons out of my house, and
oh,
they're
God
all tied together.
Yeah.
And they're all helium. So I'm like, oh crap. And then I go and I turn, I realize they have wrapped around the power line in my backyard. So now I'm panicking because I'm afraid to touch it.
Yeah.
But I want to pull the balloons, but it's too high because mine kind of comes lower. So I'm like jumping. And then I'm like, how can I get the balloons? I don't want to touch anything. But I don't know. So I Google, can you have helium balloons wrapped around a power line? And of course it says everyone's going to die, right?
Yeah, of course.
It says
it's
that,
the internet.
Yeah, it says that it's bad. So I'm really freaking out. So I call the emergency number to We Energies. And I get this chick on the phone and I'm like, here's the deal. I have these helium balloons wrapped around my power line in my backyard. It's freaking me out. Is this safe? What do I do? Oh, it'll be fine, she says.
Yeah.
Just let it be. Like, and so I said to her, so like it's, and I, because I got confused at the end. Like, I didn't feel like there was a solution.
Yeah.
So I said to her, so just let them blow away? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like thinking to myself, they're like wrapped and wrapped and wrapped around. Like,
they're not coming down.
They're not blowing away, honey. Like, they're wrapped. And that's why I'm calling the emergency number, right?
Yeah.
So finally I said, well, I'm sorry I called the emergency number, you know. So I'm sitting there and I start thinking, I'm like, and you know your gut. Go with your gut. I'm like,
yes,
something isn't right. This isn't right. I don't feel comfortable with her answer. Something isn't right. So I start texting people I know that, like an electrical engineer I know. I'm like, hey, is this okay? Before he could get back to me, though, I had called, or I had sent pictures. I love Facebook because of this. I sent pictures of the balloons wrapped around the power line to We Energies on Facebook.
Yeah.
And said, okay, I called your emergency number. They said it's not a big deal. You have a look-see. Is this a big deal? Immediately, okay, we're sending someone
yes
out. We'll be right out there for safety. So the guy comes out like an hour later, is fine. And I go out there and they just said, stay away from the power lines. You know, don't use that source or whatever. The guy walks up and I'm like, oh my God, hi. I said, I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing that balloons flew out of my house and got wrapped around the power line. He goes, well, first of all, that's your cable line. Ah! It wasn't even my power line, Riggs. It was my cable.
And whole time.
Yeah, I go, I'm so sorry. But wait, do you hear this? Because this is important for people to know about balloons. He said, he's like, no, it's fine. He was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
So thank you, Energies. Nicest guy. Cut him down for me with some blowtorch. Got the balloons off the cord. And then I said, okay, well, then tell me exactly which cord is which. Because
yes,
I have all these wires in my backyard, like going across the yard.
Hey, so you don't know what's this, a suspension line? What's an electric line? What's, yeah.
And then I said, was it right for me to call you and tell you that I had balloons wrapped around my power line? He said, yes. He goes, I've seen those helium balloons. He goes, they have metal inside of them. Like he goes, I've seen them take out 15,000 customers, their power.
Yeah.
Just one balloon hitting the power line wrong. He's like, you did the right thing. I'm like, whoa.
That's why I asked what kind of balloon. Because those Mylar balloons, the silver ones that you're talking about, that you see at the grocery store that say Happy 40th.
Yes.
Those have some metal
were
inside of them. And that metal and electricity, as we all know, that doesn't really mix, does it?
So that when the helium balloon hits the power line, so that's why you shouldn't let balloons go anymore,
no,
right? You should just throw them in the trash, yeah. Because back in the day, you used to let balloons go.
Yeah.
Go like it was no big deal.
No, yeah. Now they go into the environment, and they pop,
dude,
they get down. Then an animal eats it, it gets in the animal's.
You can always text 71037. Oh, and the guy said to me, by the way, he said, I'm glad you called, and I actually come out for stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
And he said, I cut down balloons from power lines. I said, whew, feel better.
Yeah.
Not
no
a freak.
Problem.
So if you get a helium balloon on a power line, call the power company immediately is what the lesson I learned yesterday. So I did the right thing. And what if I had just given up?
Exactly.
Like
who knows what would have happened?
Crazy. Yeah.
And
right?
If it would have been a power line and not a cable line, would have been the worst.
Well, and if they would have, I mean, if my cable went out, then we'd really have a problem.
Of course. Right? It would be a one big giant hell to the no.
It'd be hard. My day took a turn really quick. It went from normal, getting things done, to panic. I'm going to kill the whole neighborhood with a helium balloon.
The greatest of days can turn to the worst of days with a hell to the no. What happened that made you say hell to the no? It's a nice segue into that, Allie.
It is,
perfect.
Yeah.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
You can always text to 71037 or call like Dana. Good morning, Dana.
Dana.
What is your hell to the no?
Mine is when you work at a daycare and you have a parent find you on Facebook and telling you that they're breaking up with the mom.
Who found you on Facebook?
Oh, I'm going to puke. Wait, what?
So a parent message found me on Facebook.
Like the dad?
Yeah. And he messaged me and he said that, haha, I found you. And then he said, like, I'm leaving the mom.
What?
I'll be single soon, LOL.
He was trying to basically...
flirt with you?
Sleep with you and date you.
The only thing I've ever said to him is hi. So now I have to watch how I say hi to people now.
No, you don't. You have to watch how you say hi to people.
You do not, honey. That is the most inappropriate thing I've ever heard.
And now his son went up to me and goes, Dad moved out.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, my God.
That is insane.
Incredibly inappropriate.
Did you tell your boss?
My boss is like, oh, my God, avoid eye contact. She's like, I don't even know what to
do. And don't put up with it.
Yeah.
My God, that's crazy.
That is bad. No, don't change how you say.
I would go tell the damn mom, but then you'd lose the client, so.
And don't change how the way you talk to people. The way you talk to people is fine.
If you don't want someone making advances at you, or you can say, leave me alone.
Yeah.
This is not okay. Like, you can say exactly those words. No, I want women to really understand that. You're allowed to write them back. I know it's awkward because, you know, his kid goes to your daycare, but you're allowed to write him back and go, this is so inappropriate. Please do not contact me about personal things ever again.
Uh-huh. Or you can go to YouTube.
Honest to God.
Google Bishop Bullwinkle on YouTube and send him a YouTube link to this song.
Hell no.
That'll work too. That'll work too.
That is disgusting.
I don't have my last name on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he found me on
that's
first place.
Even creepier. Did you
I
want
know.
To puke? Oh, that's
Dana?
And get over yourself, dude. Yeah. He just assumes the daycare teachers all want to sleep with him. Like,
yeah,
gross.
How full of yourself do you have to be? Dana, thanks for calling. We appreciate you kicking off Hell to the No. 799
I'm glad he's very worried about the kid.
Yeah.
He's trying to date the teacher.
He's trying to say, oh, look, I care about my kid. I'm telling her. I'm telling him I'm leaving my wife. Oh. I'm being upfront with you. So we got text to 71037. For Hell to the No.
I just can't get over that story. I'm literally thinking about the story now, Riggs. I have no words.
When your new boyfriend and his brother leave your gas grill on all night.
Woo!
WTF. I've done that before.
I remember when you did that.
I left it on to clean it because I'll turn it up really high to burn off all the meat and everything and the grease afterwards. And then I set a timer for 15 minutes.
Ugh.
Then the timer went off and I went, I'll get it in a minute.
Ah.
And then I smelled it burning at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's
somebody
not.
Texted in and said, when your mobile data gets throttled and you can't listen to Riggs and Allie on demand during my drive.
Damn it.
I love that you listen on demand.
Yeah, with our radio.com app. And I forget not everybody has unlimited data. That sucks.
Yeah, it's been a while since I haven't had unlimited because I'm a freak and we all are on the phone. Let's
be
real.
Yeah, we are. Hell to the No. Thanks for texts. Thanks for calls. We do it every morning around 7:45-ish.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up? Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so the college scam, you know, paying lots of money to get your kid to USC so all your friends think your kid is so smart and you feel so good.
Yes, go to Yale. Oh, you don't row? That's okay. We'll pay them to... say that you row boats.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, Lori Loughlin, I watched her walk into court, and I was like, really? She's waving and smiling. I'm like, what are you so happy about? Aren't you mortified?
Yeah.
Or is it just the actress in you that's making you feel like, you know, you're going to just, that's how she copes. She acts, right? Well, they're saying that her and Felicity Huffman there were 33 people in the end, totally, 33 parents charged in the end. And that they could get sentenced to between 6 and 21 months in jail.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, they actually could get 20 years in prison maximum because of the mail fraud and the honest services mail fraud. All these things they're being, you know, charged with.
Sure.
Again, I don't know anything about white-collar crime because I don't know how rich people do all that. If I was rich, I'd figure it out, boy.
But the worst thing I've done is create multiple emails for accounts to take advantage of websites like CBS All Access.
You know, they're like always like, you know, first world problems or... you know what? It is funny, like when they get into the real, like the white collar crimes.
Yes,
I really don't know what the hell they're talking about when they're like conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail. What does that mean?
It's when you get a lot of money, you find ways to make more money and find ways to be cheap about it. Go through loopholes and then you break laws.
Here's what I'm curious. Know. Do people want to see Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin go to jail? Do we do we feel like, because with Jussie Smollett, I was like pissed in the end. I was like, justice needs to be served here.
Yes. Like, I think that Jussie Smollett should have gotten prison time. I think.
Such, both of them are stupid, but yes. That was so much more of a sensitive thing to right. dig into and lie about. Yeah.
The question, are you saying do they deserve to go to prison?
Or
do
you
time?
Want them to go to prison, or do you not care?
Yeah. Well, they
I'm
have
asking
to,
you, Riggs.
I think that they should, yes, because yeah. you've done something that you've jacked
illegal.
A bunch of people over. You've done something illegal, and if anybody else did it, they would also go to prison. You shouldn't get special treatment because you're Aunt Becky from Full House.
Yeah, and honestly, you're taking spots from other kids
yes.
who either couldn't afford it, could get a scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many reasons.
And
that,
the ones that are already going there, that worked hard to be there, that graduated from there, the alumni that go to these schools, that you're for lack of better terms, you're peeing all over the name of the school.
She has to be, like Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, have to be sitting there going, how stupid could I have been? This was I am going to go to jail because I wanted to get my kid in college. This is so, that is one of those, you're an idiot. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like, what were you thinking?
Think of how many other schools they could have gotten into legitimately when you wouldn't have to do something illegally.
It's crazy. Well, her daughter didn't even want to go to USC. That's the irony.
She could have went to University of Phoenix for 20 grand and got
Dude,
a degree.
Girl could come to Milwaukee and we'd yes. show her a party. Her mom won't even know she didn't get
I
an
know.
Education because they don't care clearly about the education. That's why
right?
they bought it.
Yes.
Her mom wouldn't even know she wasn't in college for 4 years.
Lori Loughlin should go to prison.
Well,
absolutely.
They've
Felicity
been in
Huffman,
court.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, and they could get up to, 20 years, but it's saying probably 6 and 21 months.
Well, 20 years I feel is extreme, but yes, 6 to 12 months.
Crying
Absolutely.
If 100. They told me I was going to jail for 6 months.
20 years?
Not even 20 years. 6 months, I'd cry.
6 hours, I'd cry.
I'd be in a ball crying. I'd be like, what?
I'm a supple white Wisconsin boy.
Although I would never do anything that's stupid either.
Right,
so
true.
Whatever.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Earlier this morning, Allie, you were talking about an incident you had involving Mylar balloons and power lines.
Which I didn't even know what a Mylar balloon was. I call them helium balloons that are silver. Apparently
right?
that's a Mylar balloon, okay?
Yes.
but I learned the hard way because I had some in my house. Normally I'll pop them and throw them away when my kids are done. But
yep.
they flew out. When the sliding door got opened, the balloons flew out and wrapped right around my power cord right outside in my backyard.
Yep.
So I called.
We Energies.
Yes, I was panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent pictures and they sent somebody out. And
yeah.
the guy who came out was so nice. He was a troubleshooter.
Yeah.
He came out and he cut the balloons down or blowtorched them off.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, this happens all the time. And you'd be, he said, I've seen 15,000 people lose power
yeah.
from a helium Mylar balloon hitting a power line. I'm like, I had no idea.
And we had somebody that called in right now from We Energies.
And it's Brendan Conway, who was on WISN for years.
Oh, that's
I
right.
don't know if he appreciates me telling everyone that, but now he's like media relations man
yeah.
at We Energies. So he was so nice and called in.
Yeah.
Questions or, I mean, it's an issue we actually deal with. So we appreciate that she talked about it and that she did the right thing as a customer too.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for calling. It was like I was so scared, but the guy was so nice and he came out and he's like, I deal with this all the time. And I'm like, I learned something new today.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now, Mylar balloons obviously can have some metal in them, which can obviously is a conductor of electricity.
Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they cause outages. I mean, we warn people. We had about, in 2016, about 18,000 customers were impacted by power outages because of Mylar balloons.
Wow.
Whoa.
So we get thousands of a year, right? They get up there, and it doesn't always happen. But when they touch them, they can basically conduct electricity and spark. And
yeah.
it's actually a bigger issue than people probably realize, which is kind of funny, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
One Mylar balloon.
If they
oh
were
my
just,
gosh.
What if they were just regular run-of-the-mill latex balloons?
We try to keep anything off the power lines, right? But what makes them a bigger issue is the Mylar is obviously the kind of the metal, the material that's in it. So
yeah,
that's
right.
the real issue. But we encourage people to avoid releasing anything that floats up in the air underneath our power lines.
Yeah, anything that's on a power line shouldn't be on a power line.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
And you said you get 18,000 calls. That's wild because I talked about it on the air, and then I was getting texts from people that said they had no idea that those balloons would do that. So
right.
this
Well,
is
not 18,000 calls. So just, you know, 18,000 basically power customers had power outages. 18,000 customers
oh.
lost their power because of maybe even worse.
Yeah.
Because of
wow.
yeah, so it could be one. That's probably numerous.
Yeah.
And it changes that. That's just in 2016.
Okay.
Right.
So, but so it changes. But year to year.
Sorry. Now I understand
no,
completely.
Totally.
I get you.
Yes. You're in charge of the balloon statistics, I guess.
Exactly.
I love it.
What was your name? One more time.
This is Brendan Conway
Brendan.
With We Energies. Yeah.
Oh.
Brendan.
Thank you for calling, Brendan.
How are you? Good. Thank you, because I learned something seriously new yesterday.
That can save
everybody a lot of problems.
And we appreciate you calling, right, because you did the right thing. We asked people, call us.
We won't
always get out there right away, but last night, obviously, we sent someone out. We'll get out there as soon as we can, because we want to keep people's power on, right?
If you
see something, say something.
There you go.
With power lines, people. Come on. That's right.
Exactly. Thank you so much for calling in.
I feel so much more knowledgeable. I had no idea that this kind of balloon getting attached could...
We blew your mind with balloon knowledge this morning.
I'm blown away.
See?
Wow, one balloon. Thousands of people could lose power. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Wow. Keep them away from the power lines.
Or call the power company if one gets attached.
Right?
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This story is crazy. And now that more details are coming out about his disappearance, it's even more incredible.
I cannot stop reading about this morning, because I remember when this kid went missing in 2011, and they were like, there was a surveillance video of him and his mom in the Dells leaving one of the water parks. And then later, he was missing and she was dead and nobody knew. And then he's been missing for how many years?
Almost a decade ago. This is May of 2011 when this happened.
I can't believe it's been that long, because I remember him going missing.
So fast forward to yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
A woman saw, she was in Kentucky, and she saw a teenager that was very fidgety and just kind of hanging out by a car, and walked up to her car and said, "Can you help me?" And she was like,
"Yes, can you help me?"
She was like, "It looked like he was nervous, and he had just escaped, ran from a Red Roof Inn where he was like being held captive or something. We don't know who the guys that were holding him. There were two guys that had him, apparently."
Yes.
But the woman that found him said that he was talking about how he had been, you know, he was just wanted to go home.
He said the woman was quoted in the news this morning as saying that he said to her, "I've been traded through a bunch of people, and I just want to go home."
Yep.
Isn't that, I'm like...
Was it a human trafficking thing? We don't know. We don't know where the guys are that
rewind,
had him.
Rewind, though. The mom. Because the kid was from Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces to this story.
There's a lot of pieces. Originally, the family's in Aurora. The parents are married.
Uh-huh.
They're having a rough patch, okay?
Yes.
The mom has issues with depression.
Yep.
So the dad drops the kid off at school. He's 6 in Aurora. The mom came and checked him out immediately. The dad didn't know till the end of the day, and by then they were gone.
Yeah.
We saw the surveillance video of the mom and the son leaving one of the water parks in the Dells. That was the last video we saw of either one of them until they found her body at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been gone ever since. But she left a note. This is where I was going with this.
Mm-hmm. She died by suicide, right?
Saying that he was safe and nobody would ever find him, essentially.
Which is gave me goosebumps, you saying that.
Well,
again.
So that puts it in perspective to so many questions from what the hell happened.
Yeah.
Who are these people that had him? Was he traded through numerous people?
Did she sell him off? Did she give him to these people? Did she leave him with somebody and then he was kidnapped?
Did someone force her? I don't know. The whole thing is crazy.
And furthermore, is it even him? Is this the boy? Yeah. Is this Timothy Pitson? Because it might not be him. They're doing the DNA test today. But
when they asked him his birthday, he said... October 18th or whatever it is, at 2004.
Yeah.
So he knew, I mean, that'd be a hell of a scam if you knew this kid's birthday.
To make up a birthday and a name and everything. But
oh my God, I'm shaking because I would be, when you want these kids to be found, you're horrified by what they've probably gone through. But this is why it makes me sick when we see these kids appear, because you think to yourself, well, obviously there's other kids out there that are alive, that are missing, that aren't dead.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them, unfortunately, probably are dead, but
or won't be found or don't know that,
But they're not. They're in a house like the chicks in Cleveland, living in the basement that nobody knew about for how many years? Long time.
Yeah, we're very long time. So they'll find out today the DNA test and everything if it is in fact him, which it sounds like it is indeed Timothy Pitson. So we'll find out. That's the big news that broke last night, and
so many questions.
Did it happen again today?
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.